everybody.
Let's go!
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We've got a great half hour lined up for you, including a video tribute to Giants running back Brandon Jacobs, who announced his retirement, and a look back at the career with the Giants of Kevin Gilbride, the offensive coordinator. But to get things started, time for the best of sights and sounds brought to you by Verizon.
We out here, baby. Only game on TV. Can't do nothing but show out. I hear you, baby.
I'm ready to play tonight. Let's go out here and get 100%. Because they 100 don't even come close to our 100.
We will fight.
We will fight.
But we can't fight no more.
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 We won't lay down.
We won't lay down.
Be the wild.
Be the wild.
Get up, fight smoke.
Get up, fight smoke.
All for one.
All for one.
One for all.
One for all.
Open NYG war.
Open NYG war.
Manning drops back to throw. Fires one deep down the right side. He's looking for Victor Cruz. He makes the catch at the 20. 10, 5, touchdown Giants. 69 yards for Victor Cruz, and he does the salsa.
If we ever need a spark, he's going to get it to us.
If you finish your block, okay, all right, they cannot stop this offense.
Manning over center. Hand off Jacobs, plows up the middle, fights for the goal line. He's going to fight for more, and he's got it for the touchdown.
Barkley's going to keep it, going to settle. He's under pressure, being chased, and now he's going to get sacked. He fumbles the football. It's loose. They're saying giant ball.
I told you I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you.
That's huge, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's huge, boy.
Tolzien, play fake, back to throw. Zips it over the middle, intercepted at the 40-yard line by a leaping John Beeson. Cuts right, gets hit, and gets knocked down, and then spins ahead, fighting for extra yards. Never went down. Beeson fights and gets to midfield. Wow, what a play by John Beeson. Tolzien takes the snap. Pass intercepted as he threw it right. Picked off by a jumping Jason Pierre-Paul, and he runs it in for the touchdown.
You can run with a little more swag than that, though.
Hey, I'm tired.
Hey, can we get 10 right now?
Can we get
1?
Oh, yeah.
Two.
Oh, yeah.
Don't give me 8.
Oh, yeah.
Don't give me 8.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, stop
oh,
short
yeah.
stroke.
Lock out. Lock out.
Stop short
lock
stroke.
Out.
Williams split left, rumble back, quick release, over the middle, pass deflected, and intercepted by Entrell Roll, off the deflection.
So you just going to try to get player of the week? Is that
trigger.
What you're doing?
Trying to go.
Is that what you're doing, man?
Go.
It ain't that bad out here, bud.
Let you get rolling.
You look like Rudolph right now. Rudolph red no reindeer.
RG3, play fake, back to throw. He feels pressure, he's going to get sacked again.
Justin Tuck.
Hey, why the hell are they blocking me and not you?
Let's go.
Why are they blocking me and not you? You got 3 sacks. Come on, man.
Stafford back to throw. Plenty of time. Sidearms it right. Deflected and intercepted. Off the deflection. Running down the left sideline. Will Hill, touchdown Giants. 37 yards.
Boy, did they need that.
Congratulations to all of you, to the leadership this year. Did an outstanding job of holding our team together, keeping everyone on track, and understanding what the real meaning of team is.
Here we go, team. Here we go, team.
One more time this year. One more time. Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3.
Team!
That's the best of sights and sounds brought to you by Verizon. When we come back, we'll look back at the career of former offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Kevin Gilbride spent 10 years with the New York Giants and was the offensive coordinator for the Giants for their 2 Super Bowl wins in 2007 and 2011. 39 years as a coach in the National Football League. Here's a look back at the career of Kevin Gilbride.
I've always loved the ocean since I was a kid.
My grandfather owned a boat. I think it was a combination. I enjoyed the fishing, and as much it was a chance to be with my father and my grandfather, which never happened. They were always working, and I was always something. So that was the one time you were together. So I've definitely always associated with family time.
Growing up on the coast in Connecticut, Giants offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride often dreamed of following in his father's footsteps.
My dad was a high school teacher and a coach. I thought he had the greatest job in America. I thought it was phenomenal. And much to his chagrin, that's what I decided to do.
After playing quarterback and tight end at Southern Connecticut State, Gilbride got his first break at Idaho State University.
I started, believe it or not, on the defensive side. Everyone always associates me with offense, but I started on the defensive side, coaching the secondary. I was just a grad assistant, didn't have a position. The second year they gave me a position, I had the linebackers.
That job began Gilbride's coaching journey, which took him from multiple college jobs up to Canada and eventually the NFL. A disciple of the run and shoot, Gilbride became the offensive coordinator of the Houston Oilers in 1990. With Warren Moon at quarterback, Gilbride's reputation took off.
We had great offenses. We were first or second in the league every year. We're in the playoffs seven straight years. But as always, eventually something happens and they let Warren Moon go. The Minnesota Vikings, we went with Cody Carlson as our starting quarterback. He got injured on the opening drive of the first game. And make a long story short, we got fired.
Gilbride moved on to Jacksonville, where Tom Coughlin hired him as his offensive coordinator. And after two seasons with the Jaguars, Kevin finally got his shot to be a head coach. Considered one of the game's top offensive minds, Gilbride took over the helm of the San Diego Chargers in 1997. Unfortunately, it was a stint that would be short-lived.
We were going through a tumultuous time, and that led to the drafting of Ryan Leaf, and that led to the termination of Kevin Gilbride. So I left, and I took a job with the Pittsburgh Steelers for 2 years. Left there, went to the Buffalo Bills for 2 years, and then wound up coming to the New York Giants.
In 2004, Gilbride was reunited with Tom Coughlin in New York, where he was hired as the Giants quarterbacks coach. For three seasons, he would mentor a young Eli Manning into prominence, and in 2007, he was promoted to offensive coordinator, where he was instrumental in the Giants' success during their amazing playoff run.
You know, to beat Dallas, which is always fun and special. And then, of course, the classic game against Green Bay in a bitter cold where, you know, to be able to do some of the things we were doing offensively under those conditions was a great tribute to the kids. And I thought they played very, very well. And then we go play in the final, you know, the coup de grace with the Super Bowl. And now we got a chance to win or lose with the last drive. And so to be able to, you know, to finish that off was tremendous.
The New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions. They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
We won. We're the Super Bowl champ.
4 years later, Gilbride and the Giants would be back in familiar territory, battling the New England Patriots at Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis.
Brady's back. Brady's under pressure. Brady's chased. Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
You're so involved, immersed in the moment that you can't appreciate the accomplishment until after the fact. And then in hindsight, every time you look back at it, it gets better and better.
We wish Kevin Gilbride the best in his retirement. And one of the things I could tell you about Coach Gilbride, always a fun guy to talk with, always a guy with a great attitude, and one of the great historians of the game. Time for this week's edition of Gatorade Win From Within. Back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants finished the season winning 7 of their last 10 games. Here are the top 5 plays from 2013.
At number five, Terrell Thomas with a huge sack and forced fumble in the Giants' win in Philadelphia.
Now the Eagles have a first and goal at the two. Barkley's going to keep it. He's going to settle. He's under pressure. Being chased, and now he's going to get sacked. He fumbles the football. It's loose. And did the Giants get it? Inbound, Shaquan Williams. Did he recover it? They're saying Giant ball.
At number four, Jarrell Jernigan. With the end-around 49-yard touchdown run against the Redskins, the Giants' longest run of the year.
First and 10, Giants. The Skins 49. A little end-around to Jarrell Jernigan. Nowhere to go. Tries to cut it back right. Does. To the 40. Still on his feet. To the 30. Down the left sideline. 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown, Giants. 49 yards.
At number three, Demontre Moore with the block punt against the Oakland Raiders as Cooper Taylor scoops it up and returns it for a Giants touchdown.
Takes a wobbly snap. Guns blocked by the Giants right up the middle. Demontre Moore blocked it. Picked up by Cooper Taylor to the five. Touchdown, Giants. A pair of rookies. Demontre Moore with the block. Cooper Taylor with the scoop and score.
At number two, with the Giants trailing by seven in Detroit, Will Hill with the pick six to send the game to overtime.
Stafford back to throw. Plenty of time. Sidearms it right. Deflected and intercepted. Off the deflection. Running down the left sideline. Will Hill, touchdown Giants. 37 yards. Will Hill with his first pick six. And the Giants are an extra point away from tying it.
At number one, Jason Pierre-Paul against the Green Bay Packers with this nifty pick six and a Giants score.
Colzine takes the snap. Pass intercepted as he threw it right. Picked off by a jumping Jason Pierre-Paul, and he runs it in for the touchdown. He jumped right in the passing lane, just as he did last year in Dallas. And finally, Carl, you could say you're down with JPP, the 28-yard TD.
JPP with his second career pick six, our number one play. Well, this season marked the retirement of Brandon Jacobs. Jacobs came back to the Big Blue after spending last year with San Francisco, and he gave the Giants running game a needed shot in the arm. Here's a look back at the career of Brandon Jacobs in Sideline Jam.
It's a long way home at the end of the road. I'll be paving my own way to the top. I'll be here to stay. So take my name, remember this face. Keep the change and have a nice day. And live for the moment, not by the past. Homie, live each day like it's your last. All my life,
I guess it came a long way from Manning, handoff right for Jacob.
There
it is. 35-30, to the right sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Brandon Jacobs. Handoff Jacobs, hit in the backfield, reverses his field left to the 35-40, 45-50, down the left sideline to the 40, stiff arms a man. Jacobs bounces it left to the outside, Jacobs to the 20, down the left sideline, 30, up to the 40, he's to the 5, to the goal line, touchdown Giants.
And that 14-yard run most likely has sent the Giants to San Francisco and the NFC Championship game.
Keep the change and have a nice day. Live for the moment, not by the past. Home on the beach, can make you get your ass. Wasn't your 1,400 minutes before your dreams gone. Then you better go live it. Because whatever you love could be taken away. So live like it's your dying day. I did it.
Draw play for Jacobs. Jacobs up the middle to the 5. To the goal line. Standing up. Touchdown, Giants.
Oh, it is. Everybody watching you right now. What you gonna do, though? What you gonna do?
Hand off Jacobs. Piles up the middle. Fights for the goal line. He's gonna fight for it. And he's got it for the touchdown. Brandon Jacobs with second and third effort.
Two stones.
Manning handoff Jacobs into the end zone, touchdown Giants.
refusing to lose on that play was Brandon Jacobs.
Because whatever you love could be taken away. So live like it's a dying day. Like it's a dying day.
Let's go!
To the top, I'll be here to stay. So take my name, remember this face. Keep the change and have a nice day. And live for the moment, not by the past. Homie, live each day like it's your last.
We wish Brandon Jacobs his best in retirement. The Giants' all-time leader in rushing touchdowns. When we come back, it's been a great bounce back year for Terrell Thomas, but always doing great work in the community. We'll tell you about it after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants are always doing tremendous work in the community, not only in the offseason, but during the season. A couple of weeks ago, as part of the NFL's Play 60 program, Terrell Thomas paid a visit to Lodi, New Jersey, with the help of Prince Amukamara and Stevie Brown.
We're at Thomas Jefferson Middle School. We're here for the Play 60 event, trying to get kids to be fit and active and stay healthy.
When I was in sixth grade, I would run home, do my homework, and then I would go back to school and actually play basketball with my friends for 2 hours every day.
It's really important because the players are role models for the kids. And when they see the players talking about a program and they themselves live that type of a program, our children are more likely to do that. And physical fitness is really important. We really hope with that if they embrace this program, it will just make them healthier people.
This is a great opportunity to go into a school where it really captures the kids' attention. And us as the Heart Association can partner with the NFL, partner with the Giants, and really get that messaging out there that's so important that kids participate in physical activity 60 minutes a day.
Who wants to do a push-up contest with Prince? What's your name, man?
Francisco.
Francisco?
Yeah.
How many push-ups can you do? I got my money on Francisco. Always looking at you, Prince. Always looking at you, Prince. Oh, he's going hard, Prince. I don't know, Prince.
So the push-up competition I had with a student by the name of Francisco, he was pumping them out and didn't look like he was losing any endurance.
Time. Hey, give it up for Francisco. Hey. Good job, man.
It was great. It was great to see that there's kids like him today that's able to do. I think we knocked out at least 98. We knocked out like 30, but it was great. It was a great competition.
Steve's going to ask some questions, and then we're going to pick out whoever can raise their hand the fastest.
It's very special. I did this last year when we did it at Tenor Flag. Probably went to 5 out of the 6 times we were out there, and it's just a... It's actually a big thing that I really like to do.
As for professional athletes, we want to get out there and let them know that if they stay fit, get out there for 60 minutes and work out, play or whatever, it would definitely lead them to living a healthier lifestyle.
Great job by Terrell Thomas, Prince Amukamara, and Stevie Brown helping out in Lodi, New Jersey as part of the NFL's Play 60 program. Time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, lots of changes coming for the New York Giants as a football team. Look, when you finish 7-9 in the season and you don't make it to the postseason, you know changes are coming. There was the retirement of offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride and longtime running back Brandon Jacobs. But this is a football team right now that's in transition as far as what they need to do to get back to being a successful franchise on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, they'll be focusing in on areas like the offensive line and the running back situation and what they do with the wide receiver. But this is an important time for this football team as they get a new decision maker in place on the offensive side of the ball and enable the quarterback, Eli Manning, to get familiar with what this offense, this new offense, whatever it's going to look like, gets familiar with the concepts of it so that they can get to work when the team reconvenes here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Hey, look, there's still teams involved in their 2013 season trying to get to the Super Bowl, but all the other teams in the NFL are already on to 2014. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants throughout the course of this offseason. Go to Giants.com. Go to Facebook.com/New York Giants and follow them on Twitter at Giants as well. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you again next week for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. Visit their convenient location in Manhattan at 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Children's Place, the official kids' fashion partner of the New York Giants.